All right. Welcome to another deep dive, everybody. Today we're tackling a pretty big question for anyone working in an industrial setting.
Oh, yeah.
Panel PCs versus desktop PCs.
A classic debate.
It's a classic. You know, we've got a great piece comparing these two for a bunch of different uses.
Oh, yeah. Tons of good stuff in there.
And we're going to try to, by the end of this deep dive, we want you to be able to confidently choose which one you need for your particular situation.
Absolutely.
So first things first, what is the difference?
Okay, well, you know, at the most basic level, a panel PC is an all-in-one system.
Right.
It's got the computer, the screen, often the touch screen,
all
integrated into a single unit.
Yep.
Whereas a desktop PC, we all know, you got your power, your separate monitor, keyboard, mouse.
It's modular, right?
Exactly. Modularity is the key word there.
So it's like, you know, if you think about it, it's like a Swiss Army knife versus a full toolkit, right?
It's a perfect analogy.
So, I mean, where do panel PCs, where do they have the edge?
Well, think industrial environments.
Okay.
Manufacturing floors, you know, places where space is limited.
Right, cramped.
You need things to be durable. You know, you've got to be able to wipe them down.
And like a factory worker.
Exactly.
Using a touchscreen to control a machine. It's right there.
Right there.
Built for that environment.
And it can take a beating. We're talking about, you know, they build those with IP ratings, which means they're sealed against dust, water splashes. Some of them can even handle, like,
luckily,
a jet of hot water. It's crazy.
I mean, that's that's amazing. I mean,
reinforced casings, too.
To handle like
vibrations.
Yeah, because those machines.
Oh, yeah. You know, a regular desktop PC, it would just fall apart in those settings.
So like a food processing plant.
Exactly.
Where they're constantly, you know,
hosing everything down.
Yeah, cleaning. That makes sense.
A panel PC wouldn't even blink.
You know, when you think about that, the durability, you mentioned, you know, 5 years.
Oh, easily,
With minimal maintenance.
That's a huge factor in the total cost of ownership.
Yeah, and I was going to ask about that because I know panel PCs
tend to be a little pricier up front.
They are more expensive up front, but...
But you got to think long term.
Right.
How much downtime can you afford?
Exactly.
A desktop PC fails on a production line. That's lost production.
That's a lot of money.
It is. And then you got to pay for repairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe even a whole new unit.
Yeah.
So yeah, a panel PC might seem expensive at first, but...
But when you factor in...
But all those potential costs.
The long term.
Exactly.
It might be more cost effective.
Absolutely.
Now, I got to ask though, there are got to be some situations where... A desktop PC.
Oh, for sure.
Makes more sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, one of the big things, and we talked about it earlier, modularity.
The upgradability.
You need a powerful graphics card for some crazy 3D modeling.
Yeah.
You're running data intensive simulations.
Yeah.
You can configure a desktop PC to handle that. No problem.
Whereas a panel PC, you're kind of
limited.
Stuck with what it comes with.
Yeah. Generally speaking.
So if you're in a field like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Architecture or engineering.
Oh, absolutely. Any field where you need that cutting edge.
Yeah, where the tech is.
And you need to be able to swap stuff out as technology changes.
Yeah, you need that flexibility.
Desktop PC is the way to go.
Yeah, and even in an industrial setting, there might be some things that a desktop PC is better for, right?
You might need specific software that's not compatible with a panel PC platform, or you might have some legacy systems that require certain hardware configurations.
So it's really about matching the tools to the task.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's not even one or the other.
Right.
It could be a combination.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You could have panel PCs on the factory floor doing their thing, controlling machines, collecting data.
Yeah.
And then in the office, you've got your desktop PCs.
For the number crunching and the design. And
exactly. Exactly. All that stuff.
Yeah. Finding the right mix is key.
And, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see.
What's the future hold?
More of a, like a, you know, merging.
Just emergence,
The two, it's possible. You know, we might have
super
rugged modular panel PCs.
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
Durable and customizable.
All right. So to wrap up.
Yeah.
Think about your environment.
Environment's huge.
What you need to do.
What are your tasks?
And really your long-term needs.
Long-term, exactly.
There's no one-size-fits-all.
Nope. Just like choosing a vehicle.
That's a good analogy.
You need a rugged truck for off-roading.
Or a city car.
Exactly. Nimble city car.
So like do your research.
Absolutely.
Think about how you're going to use it.
Visualize it.
And that'll make the decision a lot easier.
It really will. And you know, maybe someday we'll be deep diving into self-driving industrial PCs. Who knows?
Oh, wow. Now that's a thought.
Yeah, something to think about.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive, everybody. We'll see you next time.
See ya.